Central Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Early today, Spanish police shot and killed four suspected terrorists in a resort city south of Barcelona, where a terrorist drove a van into pedestrians, killing 13 and injuring 100. This man and his family witnessed the van attack.
We are really in shock because it's the first time that happened in the heart of the commercial area of Barcelona. You know that Barcelona in August, it's millions of tourists that come to visit this beautiful city, and what happened now is going to change all the meaning of security here in this city, I believe.
Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says the van attack was jihadist terrorism. Thursday's bloodshed was Spain's deadliest attack since 2004, when al-Qaeda-inspired bombers killed 192 people in coordinated assaults on Madrid's commuter trains, Islamic State claiming responsibility for the Barcelona attack. The top U.S. general, Joe Dunford, says the Trump administration is very close to a long-term policy commitment to Afghanistan that will address a call by Afghanistan ground commander General John Nicholson for more international troops to end the stalemate between Afghan forces and the Taliban. Comments came after a U.S. soldier was killed and other American and Afghan troops injured during a military operation against Islamic State militants in eastern Nangarhar province. Popular Somali football referee Osman Jama Dira was shot to death near his home in Mogadishu. Killers fled the scene before the security forces arrived. The motive for Dira's murder is unclear. So far, no one's claiming responsibility. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe's First Lady has requested diplomatic immunity for an incident in which she allegedly assaulted a young woman in Johannesburg, South Africa. The incident has sparked public outrage not only in South Africa but elsewhere, and could also complicate relations between the neighboring countries. That story now from VOA's Anita Powell.
The accusations that Zimbabwe's First Lady Grace Mugabe assaulted and badly hurt a young woman in an upscale Johannesburg hotel this week have grabbed international headlines. The incident has also created a major diplomatic headache for two neighbors who have delicate relations. Zimbabwe and South Africa are major trade partners, but in recent years, instability and economic woes have sent millions of Zimbabweans fleeing across the border. This event has thrown these issues into sharper focus. Here is South African international relations spokesman Clayson Monyela when asked what the government plans to do.
We've been advised not to comment on this thing any further.
His department has the job of deciding whether to grant Grace Mugabe's request for diplomatic immunity. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
U.S. officials are saying the United States remains unwavering in its commitment to Asian allies in the wake of threats from North Korea, while indicating diplomacy has to be backed by a strong military consequence. During U.S.-Japan defense and diplomatic talks, American Defense Chief Jim Mattis said Washington will take immediate and specific actions to take down any missile launched by North Korea towards the territory of the U.S. and its allies.
Together, we will deter and, if necessary, defeat any threat. Any initiation of hostilities will be met with an effective and overwhelming response.
North Korea has repeatedly threatened to target Japan, which plays host to around 54,000 U.S. military personnel, as well as South Korea and the United States with its missiles. A rift between the U.S. president and his own political party has widened as Donald Trump publicly criticized two Republican senators and another senator from the party, questioning the president's ability and competence. Latest targets of the president's wrath are Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, Jeff Flake of Arizona. There are being booted off or locked out of websites, some no longer blogging at all. Their electronic payment systems are being canceled, and even their music can't be heard. From some white supremacists and neo-Nazi groups operating online, it's become harder in the wake of last week's Unite the Right protest in Charlottesville, Virginia, that resulted in violent clashes and left three people dead.
That's the latest world news from VOA.